The next afternoon, we had to run escort service for a civilian pacification team. These guys wanted to know exactly how to go about winning over the people. That's what they said, anyway. There were four young guys, college types, and one of them had his wife and kid with him. The guy acted sincere as hell, and Brunner was sucking up to him like crazy. I thought the guy was an asshole for bringing his wife and kid to Nam.
His wife is probably a spook too, Gerhardt said.
A what? Pee-wee looked at me.
The guy's got to be a spook,
Gerhardt said.
You know, CIA.
What they do over here?
Monaco asked.
Below the DMZ, they do pacification stuff. Look around to see who is infiltrating. That kind of thing. Then they do a lot of stuff above the Z. The Navy guys slip them in on the west, and the Green Berets slip them around the Z through Laos. Down here, she's probably his cover.
Is the kid a spook too?
Monaco asked.
Who knows? Gerhardt answered. This is a funny war.
I didn't like the idea of having people who were civilians around. It just didn't seem right somehow. We took trucks to the hamlet we were going to. If I didn't like choppers that much, I hated trucks. You were in a truck, and you expected bullets coming through the sides any minute. Me, Brew, and Pee-wee were the only ones wearing flak jackets. The damn things were too hot and too heavy. We got to the hamlet and just hung around while the civilians set up a screen and started showing Walt Disney movies.
What the fuck am I doing running around over here protecting Donald Duck?
Pee-wee complained.
That little dude is 3 times older than me and ain't got a scratch on him.
That's because he don't wear no pants,
Sergeant Simpson said.
You go around with no pants on, you gotta be cool.
What kind of freaky mess you talking about?
Pee-wee asked.
Donald Duck wear pants?
No, he don't.
Pee-wee and Sergeant Simpson watched the movies with the kids and made notes about who had pants on and who didn't. Sergeant Simpson was right about Donald Duck not having on pants. Pee-wee got pissed. I think he was really pissed because he thought Simpson was putting down Donald Duck. Halfway through the movies, we heard the sounds of big guns being fired in the distance. Sergeant Simpson said that a lot of it was Kong artillery. It kept up for nearly 3 hours without letting up. There was a lot of air activity, and we actually saw a jet go down. The jet was streaking across the sky, and then we saw a rocket go up. I didn't know it was a rocket, but Lieutenant Gerhardt did. I didn't actually see the rocket hit the jet, but I saw the jet twist in the air, hesitate for a long moment, and then start down.
There's a chute,
Monaco spotted it first. We watched the parachute come down slowly, and the plane streak away. We couldn't figure out what had happened with the plane. Then a heavy stream of smoke came from it, and it disappeared. Sergeant Simpson got on the radio to spot the parachute, but he said it was already on the waves. All the time we were showing the movies, the civilians were talking to the villagers. The woman let some people play with the kid. I got near enough to her to hear her talking Vietnamese. When it was time to leave, a chopper took the civilians someplace. They thanked us and told us we were doing a good job. They weren't the kind of people that had to be in Vietnam. I wondered just what kind of people they were.